What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
What up, Isn't a Bizzle?
It's Monday, episode 641.
Of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
I'm Terry and he's Gatch.
Yep. I'm clicking your frick.
I'm flacking your freak. And we talk a little bit about the Gilligan's Island movie starring Brad Pitt.
No. Brad Pitt, man, I can't wait. He's going to be the skipper.
Dope. Hey, little buddy. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Peace.
Holy shit.
I promise.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit.
It's a Tagcast podcast. Remember that thing?
Whoa. I found a bunch of cards that say that, so. So we are the Tagcast
podcast. We are. Yeah. The tag being the Terry and Gatch, and I am the latter.
We could be the tag comedy show cast.
Some people think it's the snake or the former and ladder, but it's the snake and ladder.
Snakes and ladders. That's scary.
It's one of my favorite games as a child. Yeah. It was.
My Wiccan mother used to play that with us. Snakes. She's like, chutes and ladders. Fuck that. Snakes and ladders. Yeah. And monkeys. And we talked about on Friday about Shock the Monkey with Ozzy.
Yeah.
This is it.
Ozzy, the greatest lyricist of all time. Right?
Listen.
The lyrics of Crazy Train are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Are they? I would blame that. I would say Randy Rhoads brought that song in. I don't know, but
yeah.
I just decided to sing it.
Is there a song that you could say that is awesome lyrics by Ozzy?
Maybe Diary of a Madman's not too bad.
Which one?
Diary of a Madman.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like those lyrics.
His early stuff, you know, he did a lot of sci-fi monster kind of stuff back in the early days, I guess, with the Sabbath.
Fairies Wear Boots was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Wizard of Oz.
I had forgot. I thought it was Ozzy with Peter Gabriel, but it's Cole Chamber.
Coldplay?
Cole Chamber.
Oh.
The guy that's now in Devil Driver, Dez Cadenza. This was his old band. But
you think Cole Chamber has thought about changing their name at any time since Coldplay's became so big?
Well, it's Cole, not cold, but maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say since there's all the controversy about coal as a fuel for the future. Because they're not a band anymore, but that's probably why they broke up. Like, when we were at the country fair this year, there was all these people with their big signs, and they had a booth and stuff saying, stop coal. Coal kills. I don't know. Why does coal kill? Coal's bad for
because
you.
Because, well, just the stuff it puts out when it burns. I mean, you've seen coal burn.
Oh, yeah. Coal fire.
Mm-hmm.
Coal
you know, it's,
coal
it's, fire. They see all that black smoke, so it must not be good.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, compared to what Fukushima did.
Did you know that there's
you know
cars?
What would you rather, that up there or like three-eyed fish?
Yeah. What if you had coal-powered cars? Because they've got...
Well, you do. That's how trains ran for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then steamboats.
Yep.
Right? Or I guess steamboat would run on steam.
But the steam is from the coal, though. Just like a steam engine. A locomotive
is a
steam engine, but they fill that heater.
Riverboat gamblers.
Yeah, that's right. But now they have propane cars.
That'd blow up, wouldn't it?
No. Dude, I just read this story.
If like those chases where you're shooting at cars, because that happens in a lot of movies, that would just blow up.
Yeah, so I got involved in this weird movie the other day, and the one part I had to play, I had to go down to the police station for questioning, and when I was waiting in the waiting room, I was reading this book about the sheriff's department, and there's a sheriff's department in one of the counties, I can't remember if it's Polk, it might be Polk, where they have they changed over 7 of their Crown Vics and 2 or 3 of their SUV police cars to run on propane. And it's going to save them $20,000 a year.
Wow.
So it's also gas and propane. So they say it's good for like long chases. They could use all the gas and all the propane. But the reason it's gas and propane is because
Could it get up to that kind of power though?
Oh, they said it has the equivalent power of gas or better.
All right.
They had a person come in and drive it and had him switch it from gas to propane when he didn't know and he couldn't tell the difference. But that might be propaganda to sell it. But anyway, so you have you have to start the car with gas. And until it gets to an internal temperature of 120 degrees, then it automatically changes over to propane. Because I guess propane can't run a cold engine or something. I don't even know how it works, but it blew my technologically impaired mind to think that there's like 10 cars out there in the Polk County or whatever county.
Yeah, that is cool.
And so they said if they get in a high-speed chase, they can run out all their propane and then switch over to gas and run that whole tank too.
And how many, do they have any statistics on how often they get into a high-speed chase?
No, they
like
didn't.
Like once every 5 years, maybe?
No, but there was. I found out that there's only been 2 murders in Linn County this whole year.
Wow, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, go Linn County. One of them was just the other day, a suicide murder in Junction City.
That was both of them then, huh? Oh, well, I guess that doesn't count.
No, one murder.
Because that's a separate separate statistics.
He murdered himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he murdered his girlfriend, and then he killed himself. He fucking killed his estranged wife with a machete and then hung himself from a tree, dude. Fucking brutal. In Harrisburg.
Think about the guy who found him. Like, I was just hanging from a tree.
Well, this guy found a car.
Because that would be the first thing you'd see, right?
Well, took his car. He took the lady's car and parked it, like, behind these briars. So there was a farmer the next day or something that found a car. And he's like, well, this is weird. There's a car. He thought someone just stole the car and ditched it behind his briars. And then he called the cops. And then the cops were the ones that found the bodies. Mm. About 50 yards from where the car was, and then
what they mean by the 50-yard stare. That guy was like he was staring at him from that tree.
He killed him with a machete, dude. That's movie shit. This whole last few days have been movie. I'm in a movie.
Me too.
And I tried to download your script, and it said that it downloaded to my phone, and I can't get it anywhere. Usually I'll push. I know, but I'm going to read it, and I'm going to help, and we're going to make a movie, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I talked to Matt Thill the other day and asking him about he didn't really shut down, but he didn't really offer up a lot of information. I was talking to him about software editing, editing software for video. He's working with that stuff in school right now, so I was hoping maybe he could help us, but we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, it's cool. I watched The Dark Knight Rises. Is that the last one? I watched the last one. You watch those movies?
I haven't watched one since the Val Kilmer days.
What?
George Clooney, 1992.
I know you're not huge into action.
No, you know, I tried to watch that Pacific Rim movie, which seemed like it'd be pretty awesome.
It wasn't like Titanic, but with a rim job in there somewhere.
Along comes Stringer Bell, and I was like, fuck yeah, this is going to be a good movie. And then Charlie from It's Always Sunny, he was in there with no beard, which is weird, but he still got his high, weird voice, and he's still funny, even though he's being...
check that out.
Yeah, and so I put it on that stick for you, actually.
Right on.
And, but it's just so action-y. It's about... no spoilers here, but like Godzilla-like creatures are destroying all the major cities.
This I would have thought it would have been like Pearl Harbor.
The 6th major city has gone down to Godzilla just coming, and it's awesome looking because it's total CGI awesome action. So they make these huge Godzilla-looking robots that take like 4 or 5 pilots to run them, one's in each leg, and the guy's up in the top, and it's pretty cool. I'm going to finish watching it at some point, but it was just a little too much for me at the time. It was late at night, and so I watched The Purge instead, which was pretty good. Hey, did you watch Saturday Night Live this weekend?
No, but it was the highest rated Saturday Night Live in 2 years.
I brought a little clip. Check this out.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Oh, nice.
It's Saturday Night Live!
They had a different cast, though.
Starring Andy Samberg.
Colonel Sanders.
Did you happen to watch the We're the Millers?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty funny.
I know. I liked that one. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. I laughed out loud a little couple times.
That was a cameo by Tom Lennon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're still fucking selling drugs? That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But no, that wasn't actually, that was from Whitest Kids You Know. We talked about that, and I talked about bringing it, so I brought it. But no, it was pretty good. I watched it. It was Justin Timberlake was the musical guest. And But what's the deal with, like, tons of stars just showing up unannounced? Madonna was on there.
People just think it's, people just want it's shock value,
and,
right?
Like, Jimmy Fallon tries to introduce, first time the musical guest comes on, ladies and gentlemen. And as he starts to say Justin Timberlake, Madonna, like, shoves him out of the way. Justin Timberlake! It's like, and she was in a skit with him, but she wasn't announced as a guest on the show.
Are they dating?
Never thought about it, but maybe. No, she,
no, I was talking about Fallon and
Madonna. No, maybe. No,
or no
her boyfriend's
Timberlake?
Like, yeah, they're definitely dating. They had a family feud on there. It was awesome because Keenan was playing Steve Harvey, and it was ABC against CBS, and fucking Timberlake played Fallon, and they could barely keep their shit straight. Fallon played the guy from Big Bang Theory, which I know nothing about. But so they had, like, people from different shows on the...
yeah. You know. They used to do that, didn't they? Like, Networks,
oh, yeah.
Battle of the Networks.
They just had, like, the TNT wrestlers against the TNA chicks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess...
I've never seen actual... networks against each other. Well, Battle of the Network Stars, but it wasn't Family Feud, you know.
Yeah, that'd be worth watching, though.
What?
I think I'd watch that.
What?
Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, yeah, if they had it today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be like, I don't even know who's on TV. You know, you were asking me last week about what's on NBC that you have to watch.
What's on NBC CD's player?
What's an NBC CD player? Just Saturday Night Live, I guess. But now coming soon, my man crush, they just wrapped on the new NBC series Undateable. Have you heard of Chris D'Elia? He's a comedian. He's kind of almost like a... he's got kind of long hair, mullety kind of, and like a little beard, and he wears a leather jacket.
I've heard of him.
He's got a Comedy Central special. Anyway, I guess he's the main star of the Undateables, which stars Ron Funches. Don't know when it's going to be on, but I'm going to watch that.
The Ron Funches show.
That's right. It's the Ron Funches
NBC,
show.
NBC, I don't know what else they got going on.
Nothing.
Dracula. No one's watching Dracula. It's got that guy from The Tudors on there. Joseph Rhys-Meyers.
I guess
I thought died of an overdose, like,
twice.
Right after The Tudors. I thought I read it, and then all of a sudden he's Dracula.
Dracula?
Dracula. Isn't that how you say it? Dracula?
Maybe these days.
Mm-hmm.
Like these days.
Frankenstein.
Is it Stein or Stone?
It's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. That would be Frankenstein.
And the Weary Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Before I forget, don't forget about this. It's been gone for a while, but it'll keep coming back every once in a while. Dickhead Driver of the Week this week goes to a girl that has the personalized plate Jewel 7, Oregon, J-E-W-L-S 7. Fucking passed me on the right and then zipped right in front of me and slowed right down because she wasn't getting nowhere. There was a fucking semi in the slow lane, and she fucking thought, oh, I'll just zip around these four cars that are already all going 70 and then try to squeeze in wherever I can. Fucking bitch. And I wrote her ass.
That's dumb.
And then there's a new category for the corniest personalized plate award of the week, which goes to a California license plate of a driver of a Volvo. I didn't know you could have this on a personalized plate, but she actually had a heart on there, like a actual heart.
I've seen that.
It said heart, K, and then nine, spelled like German, N-E-I-N. She had dogs in her car. She loves K-9. I love canine. You don't know how to spell. It's N-I-N-E, okay?
My vote for worst personalized license plate of the week is Upendis.
Did you see that?
No.
They wouldn't allow
that.
That
would be a stupid one.
Upendis.
Yeah.
That'd have to be California because we Upendis. I think we only get six characters down in Oregon.
You ever see those people, they got a 7 on their license plate?
Yeah.
It's like a random 7, you know what that is?
On the side? Yeah, I don't know.
No, in the middle.
I don't know what it is.
It'd be like a bunch of letters, but like a regular license plate, and then it'd say 7 in there. But you see them all over, and I always wondered what they were until I saw somebody and met somebody that had a 7 in their license plate. It's a CB handle thing.
Oh.
It's a B be like they got their CB on in there or whatever. And, yeah. So if you see somebody with a 7, you get to hammer them up by their code, which I think would be on their license plate.
Breaker, breaker, 118-72.
Yep.
7-9 coming back. We got a 411 in the, on the I-5 with a big, what do you call it? Got a smoky up on the front deck. Oh, God. What I'm talking about. State troopers, they all talk like that. 10-9er.
State trooper.
7-18-9er.
You ever seen that movie, There Will Be Blood?
It sounds super familiar. I think I might have. What is it?
Daniel Day-Lewis. He plays a character named Daniel.
No, but I've heard a lot of talk about it.
I've heard a lot of talk about it. And then I just recently watched it.
Yeah, what'd you was there blood?
There was, as a matter of fact.
Will there be?
There would have been.
Is there? Because of the title.
Because, yeah. But there wasn't, like, if you think of Daniel Day-Lewis and you think of There Will Be Blood, you think of fucking Gangs in New York, there's fucking blood.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking,
lots of it.
And fucking There Will Be Blood, not as much blood. And you wouldn't even, you know, you wouldn't even think, I mean, if I said the movie is called There Will Be Blood and Daniel Day-Lewis is in it, what would you say it's about?
Gangs and drugs?
You'd be close.
Okay.
It'd be about a guy who is drilling for oil.
What?
Yep.
No.
That's what it's about.
Oil.
About a guy just drilling for oil. That's a good movie. And he
that's all he does?
A
drill.
Movie job acting in it for the 2.5 hours that it was of a lot of silence. And
it was elongated.
It was just, yeah, it was a story of him and his boy.
It reminds me of,
you know,
just the title of it reminds me of.
He was a cunning businessman back in the day, and, yeah, it kind of swindled the family.
When you say the name of that movie, it reminds me of another long movie called Blood In, Blood Out.
Sounds like a Def Leppard song.
Colon something else. I can't remember.
Colon. There's a colon in there?
Yeah, and then it has another.
It had a large intestine.
Yeah, I wasn't done yet. It was Blood In, Blood Out, colon, something about brothers or something. That was all gang-related, so that's probably why. Prison gangs and street gangs.
If you had blood in and blood out of your colon.
Ooh! Well, I'd hope if it went in, it would come back out.
Dude, I saw a scene on the show the other day that I just had to look away, dude. I couldn't even fucking watch it.
I saw a scene on a show the other day. What was it?
It was fucking Deadwood.
But what was the scene?
He was fucking passing a stone, dude.
That hurts, huh?
At one point, yeah, he came down with the stone. Awesome actor, by the way, Ian McShane.
That's a funny name.
Mm-hmm. You've seen him in a lot of things, I'm sure.
Probably.
Maybe some things.
He sounds like an Irishman to me.
He's got a mustache. Always plays cowboy. He's kind of like him and Sam Elliott would be a good movie together.
Right on.
But, yeah, at first, because Deadwood's set back in the days, you know.
Back in the 1800s?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got this fucking stone, right? And so the doctor's all fucking heating up this instrument that he intends to fucking...
Gall stone or kidney stone?
Kidney
or
stone.
Okay.
And he's going to fucking jam it and heat it up and jam it up as pecker would. And fucking see if he hears like a little clinking, then he knows that it's a stone in there.
Ah!
And so the guy's all fucking feeling miserable anyway. And then if I can got to do that, and then... That wasn't even the worst of it. And if I can, at one point they were talking about how they were gonna have to slice him open, and he had two different options. Either they were gonna slice him above the penis and dig it out that way, or they were gonna slice him below the balls. So they had the whole. You gonna slice him in the tank? Conversation going on, and then at the last minute, he decided he wanted to fucking pass it naturally.
They stood him up, and he's all pushing. And fucking, they're just showing the floor, and it's just fucking pile of blood and fucking piss. And it's just like, fuck, man. Fucking, and he's all screaming. They're all fucking trying to hold him down. And they're just like, good job. Keep pushing. Push. You're doing it. Make me proud.
Oh, shit.
And he just fucking falls on the bed, and he's fucking...
Well,
it was fucking.
Yeah, you got those you got to look away from because it just makes you wince and what do they call it? I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, yeah, and then you got those things that are gross that you got to look away from that you just, you know, like maybe sometimes in real life that you wish you could look away from, but you're doing it so you can't. Today, I had that happen to me with a couple piles of cat puke. Which really is one of the top things that will make me gag a little bit and feel like I'm going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like food puke. It was just like a whole bunch of... It was like a fur ball, I think.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of saliva or...
Oh, it was like gray.
Dude, it was fucking gross. And then I couldn't scold her because she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
She's like... doing this thing for like 10 seconds just convulsing.
So you're saying you can't get upset at somebody just for being sick?
Well, not my cat. Like if my kid was sick and he's just convulsing and puking on the floor, I'd kick the shit out of him.
He'd be like,
get in the bathroom and fucking lay in the toilet in the tub or something, you little shit. But the cat, you can't even understand. She can't understand English. She's just walking and all of a sudden.
I had a cat that was bulimic. He liked it. He was always worried about its weight. And it
did he poop up like turds of food that looked like undigested food?
Yeah.
Our cat does that too.
Sometimes
it's fresh enough. I just put it back in the bowl after it dries out. Says, fuckers, you're going to puke on my floor? You're eating that shit. I paid good money for that food.
What do you feed it? Do you feed it like extravagant?
Nope.
Like
seafood medley, dude.
Sometimes people feed their medley. Like nothing but tuna.
No,
that's a spoiled cat if it's getting nothing but tuna.
Seafood medley, probably horse meat.
Because if you feed a cat tuna, that's all it'll ever want to eat after that.
But cats have some kind of inbred thing about not inbred, but it's in them to when they hear a tin can opening. Well, how does that happen?
Yep.
Even if
the opposite if you turn on a vacuum.
But if you go, turn on the electric can opener, they're in there, rubbing up your legs and their tail straight up. And yeah, I saw a video of a cat playing with a vacuum cleaner and like letting it suck its paw in and like playing with it. That's weird. It must have been a quiet vacuum cleaner or else this cat just, cats.
That would be a commercial for the quietness of a vacuum.
That's so quiet. A cat will play with it.
Yep.
The cat's got its tail sucked up to the fucking right to the base of its butthole.
Cat I tried butt. To turn on the dust buster over at my mom's house at least once when I go over there. It's like on the floor, and it's right by where the cat likes to stand by the window.
Does your family ever try to turn the dust buster on you, like if you're doing
something you should do?
Dust buster, quit doing
that. Should.
I told you not to be smoking weed in the house. Dust buster.
Oh, well, I'm busted.
Yep, you busted up. Old dusty buster.
Dude, I watched another movie.
I've been watching some movies, too. What'd you watch?
Lord's Asylum.
Oh. I think I heard of it from you, but I don't think I know.
Lords of Salem?
Oh.
Sorry, I was being all cryptic.
I couldn't understand you.
Lords of Salem.
Lords of Salem.
You know, it really didn't draw my interest, really. Like,
me neither.
There was a point where I thought, all right, now it's getting there, when the eyes started bleeding and she woke up from that crazy dream. I can't remember the dream, but she had that poster in the background. And it started bleeding out the orifices.
Yeah.
And I thought it kind of picked up from there.
Yeah.
But
how'd you like
it
all
really
those?
Wasn't my whole expectation of what it was as far as like the whole radio DJ kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't really harp on it for him wanting to do something kind of different because, you know, if it would have been that, then that's what I would have expected from him.
Yeah. I didn't expect a slow, boring movie.
Yeah.
So at least he threw us a curveball.
Exactly. No,
it wasn't terrible, but you know.
No, it's just, I wouldn't put it up there in my top three.
You've got to love 5 to 12 naked, overweight ladies walking down the hall.
Dude, that was so fucking stolen. Well, I don't want to say stolen, but it was right out of fucking fucking Eyes Wide Shut, was it not?
I've never seen that, but probably.
You've never seen Eyes Wide Shut? Uh-uh. Are you a Kubrick fan?
Yeah, I like The Shining. I like A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Clockwork Orange.
I love that. Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen... I don't know.
I watched one of Kubrick's movies the other night, dude. Paths of Glory.
Wasn't that his last one?
Eyes Wide Shut, yeah. Wide Shut was a weird fucking movie. Because Tom Cruise and fucking Nicole Kidman were the mains in there, and it was all about, like,
sex club. Yeah, that's what I've heard about it.
It's weird, though, because it's Kubrick, and it's, so it's all these bright reds, and,
yeah.
And, you know, there's more than just dialogue going on, so you don't get a whole lot of dialogue to tell the story.
It's a lot of imagery.
You know, and so, yeah, it leaves... It's not your standard type of movie, but, you know, I think he died before they finished it. And I think, I can't remember.
I think he did too. I remember that.
Well, I just can't remember how it went down.
I know that he died before they released it.
Like, Tom Cruise maybe wrote, like, the last bit of the movie or something like that, or they just kind of edit it. So, even if not, you know, I mean, it's not a total Kubrick movie, I guess.
Right.
Because he didn't have the final approval of it in his eyes. But Paths of Glory, though, man, 1955, I think, or 57.
Was that one of his first movies?
One of his first big movies. he had three or four. One that was a twisted one called Lolita.
Ooh, Lolita.
It was a pretty twisted movie. That was in the 50s, too. Think about that.
Huh.
Based on a book about a Lolita.
Yeah, you know what that is.
Yep, and...
you don't have to be a Spanish-speaking person to know what a Lolita is.
And, yeah, he... but it was Kirk Douglas, right? That's the older one.
With the little dimple in his chin.
Mm-hmm. A really crazy war story about... I can't even think about... I can't even think of it. it was, you know, he pretty much fucking, I would have to look it up to really say, but it was a really, really weird story because it was all black and white and it was fucking Kirk Douglas and a war movie, but it wasn't like a total war movie like that kind of a thing. And right. I don't know, you know.
Huh.
I think Kubrick, I think like super weird movies like.
He was weird.
Like fucking, like Eyes Wide Shut and like Doctor Strangelove, another fucking crazy one.
Yeah.
But this one, you know, it was over on an old book and it was black and white. It's been a while since I watched a black and white movie.
Yeah, I haven't watched one for a while. I think Sin City was one of the last ones I watched, but it was partly colored, but mostly black and white.
Yeah. What did you think of that movie?
It was all right. It was kind of, I don't know, it was comic booky.
Overhyped?
Probably, yeah. This not really my cup of tea. It was cool, though. Creative, definitely. But no Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Duck Dynasty. I just got to mention for a second that I think this is hilarious because the producer and the creator of Duck Dynasty was now, it's been announced that he was in a dark homoerotic indie film about gay porn called The Fluffer. And they think that that's ironic because apparently everybody thinks that old Phil Robertson is a homoerotic, or wait, no, not homo, homophobic racist. Which, whatever. You know, he was raised in the South. He's supposed to be a racist.
He said what was in his mind and, you know,
people fucking...
He can do that as much as he wants, but he's not free of the consequences that come from that. And part of that is judgment. His family stand by him, you know, Annie. I don't know. A lot of people say that Annie planned it.
Yeah.
I guess that's a cynical thing. I don't buy that they would do that. If
anyone planned it, it was Obama.
Obama did.
He said he accidentally bombed a wedding party in Yemen. Please front page that Duck Dynasty thing just to keep people's minds off of what I did over there. It was an accident. I droned him.
Yep. I recently had a friended... Of a...
Friended?
Yeah, of a Miss Dodd, a comedian.
Oh, Melody Gore Dodd?
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right, yeah.
She's the one that got locked in the porta potty at Eugene's Celebration by some twerp with a fucking zip tie. Remember that story I told you?
Yeah.
Luckily, the little tooth had been knocked out of the zip tie, so it just came open. But she didn't know that. She's like 60. She had to shoulder it open. It was hot. She was sweating. She was locked in a porta potty.
Oh, that was just
there was a lot of clatter and noise going on because it was a celebration. And she's like, hey, help me. And if anyone would have heard her, they would have just thought it was someone having a good time.
Yeah, she requested on Facebook that somebody put Phil Robinson's head on Miley Cyrus on the wrecking ball, and somebody made that happen.
I thought that
if that was more public, it would have been the meme of the fucking year. Worldwide, that would have went on the internet and could still possibly
do that.
Going back to Paths of Glory, because I wanted to get it right.
Okay, yeah.
Like most of the other stuff on the show for me. Paths of Glory was about some French soldiers who refused to continue a suicide attack, right?
Okay.
So if somebody told you to go suicide bomb, you know, you refused to do it, right? I mean, that would be kind of, if you valued your life at all, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so these guys were then shot for cowardice.
Okay, you're not going to kill yourself, then we're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
And so, this guy, Kirk Douglas, he is the commanding officer and is trying to defend them in court. And so it's kind of like a deep storyline plot like that. I mean, like, it's really shows. I mean, it was banned in some countries.
I would imagine.
You know, it was a heavy anti-war film for 1957, you know. That's what, a good decade before Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the real kind of people really probably weren't seeing that side of the wars.
It was probably shocking, and it was probably very controversial, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And Kirk Douglas back then, I mean, shit. That was before Spartacus, another Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yeah.
Which is fucking...
If Kubrick was still alive, what do you think?
I don't know if I could still watch that one.
What do you think he'd be doing? What kind of movies do you think he'd be arting it up and just being weird as fuck?
When did he die? 2000 or something like that?
Right when that movie was coming out. Eyes Wide Shut. I don't know, maybe 2003? 2002? Somewhere around there?
It might be like 97.
You think? My voice goes high when I say, you think?
He used some of his earlier movies, so he did one about a boxer, too. And then one about a killing, or one was called The Killer, and one was Killing Fields.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then there was that Lolita one, which was really strange. 99. He died. Huh. He died. 99.
It's been a while. It's been 14 years.
Jewish.
He was Jewish?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kidding me.
No. This guy, third time, was a charm. He was married for 3 years to Toba Edemetz. And,
Toba Edemetz?
Mm-hmm. And then 3 years to Ruth Sobotka.
Sobotka.
And then for...
Bodhisattva?
For 40 years after that.
Jesus.
To someone else, so... 3, 3, and then 40.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's one movie that I've always wanted to see, Barry Lyndon, that I'm going to watch soon.
Huh.
Supposed to be a weird movie about, like, the Revolutionary War, I think, or something like that, that has, like, intense battle scenes of people charging at each other with fucking bayonets and cannons firing.
Wow.
It's a two-parter, like... I think it's like a 4-hour movie.
Hmm. Nice.
And that was the one that I think was right before The Shining. 5 years prior.
Yeah, he took a few years between every movie. He didn't, like, pump them out like a lot of people do these days.
Yeah.
Because he took a while. He, like, they were like works of art to him, kind of like.
They did, yeah. Something. Well, it fucking takes a while to do a fucking 8-hour movie like fucking Spartacus.
It does.
Has 3 pages of dialogue.
You know what I did?
I am Spartacus.
I did a poor planning thing.
What, you Spartakied?
No, I forgot to Sparta pee.
Oh,
so I put on this music. You can talk if you want, but I have to go to the bathroom real quick. So we can just listen to Beethoven for a second if you'd like, or you can talk. So it's your choice. You guys might enjoy this for a Monday. We thank you for listening. I'm going to go urinate. Thank you.
Not a lot of people know about Stanley Kubrick. He had some unrealized projects, including one that was a biopic of Napoleon. And he wanted to do... He had done a bunch of research on that, and he had a lot of production. The studio pulled the plug, and he had another one that he wanted to do about the Holocaust. But... He eventually decided that Schindler's List covered much of the same material that he wanted.
Is this mic on?
I don't know. Didn't sound like it. I heard that. Did you know this? I was going to say this, but then I thought, this is, you might want to hear this. When the film rights of the Lord of the Rings were sold to the United Artists, the movie makers,
mm-hmm.
This must have been back in the 70s, I would assume, or 60s.
Right.
60s.
Somewhere back there.
Lord of the Rings, the Beatles wanted to be in the films based on the books and approached Kubrick to direct them.
Whoa, that's weird.
And Kubrick told John Lennon that the story was unfilmable.
Huh? That's who else showed up out of the blue on Saturday Night Live last night. Paul McCartney. Just
I'm Paul McCartney.
Well, because what's his name? Fucking Fallon was going to do a four thing where he's like, well, I'm going to sing a song tonight with David Bowie and Bob Dylan and Paul McCartney, but unfortunately they're all stuck in traffic, and he had four mics and he had a guitar.
You know who
so
else?
He's going to do them all, right? He's like, here's me, and then he sings, and then he's starting to sing Paul McCartney. He's like, well, you know, and then Paul McCartney comes out and says, I could probably do this part, and then. So what is the deal with all this Madonna, Paul McCartney? Last time it was fucking when John Goodman on Sylvester Stallone and fucking De Niro show up unannounced. What the fuck's overshadowing? Shit!
How long was
6 inches?
Steve Winwood trapped in traffic. He was trapped in traffic for a couple years, wasn't he?
Yeah, him and Ginger Baker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Eric
Ginger
Clapton.
Baker was in there?
Eric Clapton, too. They were all caught in traffic. That's why... And then the guy that nobody knows. They were like a super group with one dude that nobody knows.
I heard they
were
across town from Jimi Hendrix.
They were. That song is about that band. He's like, I'm going across town to see my favorite band. Where are you going? Dude, to see who? Across town to see traffic.
Dude, we need to cut out that bit for our fucking stage show.
Okay. Which
That'd
one?
Be fucking some nice.
Which part? That we just did?
Banter. Yeah. We can stretch that out.
All right. I'm going to turn off Beethoven now. I guess this is a... This is listed as classical music
Beethoven.
Piano for studying. Like if you're studying, you just listen to this. Or if you're talking about things that are going on in the world.
What's going on?
Obamacare! That's what I say.
You know, in a few days is Jesus' birthday. Did you know we're doing a show on Christmas?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I've got a lot of stuff planned. I got gifts for everybody. Mm-hmm. Virtual gifts that I'm going to click to them.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be on Wednesday. We're skipping Christmas with the family, and because we want to bring you the best in programming
that we can.
And we know that some people are lonely on Christmas, you know.
Yeah. Did you know it's disputed when Jesus was born, not just the day, but the year?
Oh, he was born on zero, right?
No. Most scholars agree that he was born. I guess it's not agreeing when you say that he's born between 4 and 6 B.C. So he was born...
Before Christ?
Yeah, he was born 4 years before Christ.
So are you saying that he was really like 37 when he was assassinated?
He was 32. But
he was 33.
33
In the Bible, he was 33. 33 is your Christ year. That's
yeah,
what he got.
yeah,
killed.
And then
that's when you were killed.
That's what they were saying was that 32 and 28 AD was the article I was reading. But I was reading about just the different canons, because, you know, there's different books of Christ. There's the Gospel of, can you name them all?
Peter, Paul,
Mary,
no,
and Jimmy. No, Luke, Matthew.
Mark.
I only know these because
Mark and John.
Yeah, because I read them earlier, and for some reason remember them.
Luke.
But only two go talk about his birth.
I think it was in the summertime sometime.
Two of them picked up. They start when he was like already older.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure what the weather's like in Bethlehem on December 25th, but I'm going to guess that it's probably not ideal conditions for birthing a child in a fucking manger, especially a white child. White Jesus still comes up. Why is Jesus white? I don't know.
Where is Orientar?
That's just south of Azhar. It's in the Azhar area.
That's where the three wise men were from, right?
The three wise guys. Whoa. Yep. What are
the
you saying?
Three men of Orientar.
They're bringing some frankincense and some other shit. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
Myrrh from Impractical Jokers. He was there.
Myrrh. He does some of the best. He'll actually do some of the things that you would think people wouldn't do.
Oh, yeah. So does that one guy.
That weird guy that always acts funny and runs around real fast?
Yeah.
He's always got his big eyes on and his eyebrows are all up. Yeah. Yeah, he'll say just about anything. Q, he'll back it out. They'll say, tell him he had sex with his mom. He's like,
he did
no.
have the one in the best ending gag, so.
What was that? Which one? I can't remember.
When he did that, who knows Q best or whatever, and had him jump off the ledge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I don't know if I would have jumped off the ledge.
No, especially if it's a... If it's a, like
they
a fear
all
of it.
Went over anyway, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah, eventually. So, yeah, I've been watching some movies, and then I found out that a movie's coming out, and I'm trying to decide if it's going to be totally stupid or totally awesome.
If it's totally stupid, it'll be like stand-up, guys. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I had high hopes for it. Al Pacino, Alan Arkin. Who's in this goddamn movie? At best.
Christopher Walken.
10 minutes. Alan Arkin.
Yeah. I just watched a movie with him, and it was fucking funnier than shit. I can't
remember. All right.
Well, it was Wonderstone, Burt Wonderstone.
You liked it?
Yeah, well, I thought he was good. I didn't...
Who?
Alan Arkin. Wasn't he the old guy? He was the guy...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At the end, yeah. Yeah, he's funny.
He was funny in there.
But... The whole premise got weak towards the middle with the, I don't know.
It did.
It was okay, but it was just, it was just all right.
It could have been so much better.
So I had really low expectations for Grown Ups 2, and they fulfilled within 6 minutes. I turned that shit off. It was stupid, dude. It was stupid. A deer came in the house.
I want to like it.
I want to like it too. David Spade, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock.
All those guys are great.
Yeah, but they're old now. I mean, they're not. They're younger than me, but what? I don't know what the deal is. They don't.
David Spade has had so. Yeah, he's had.
He's got a good mustache in that.
He's had more nominations than you would think for.
Emmys, right? TV Emmys.
Yeah. Best Supporting Actor.
Yep, yep. Well, anyway, here's the movie that's coming out. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale. A tale All right. of a new movie called Gilligan's Island.
What?
Yep. The beloved television series is being anchored as a star vessel for none other than Josh Gad. He's currently delighting audiences as the voice of Olaf the Snowman in Frozen.
What?
Olaf the Snowman. Now, Coas, for anybody of you younger listeners who might not know...
He can play the snowman, though, with it not being a cartoon.
I know. Yeah, but see, I don't know. Most people know. Some of you might not. Gilligan's Island was a show about the bumbling misadventures of seven castaways as they attempted to survive on an island in the middle of nowhere, with most of their escape attempts thwarted by the lovable antics of First Mate Gilligan.
Who the fuck's he gonna play?
probably the skip. Oh, the skipper? No, I thought they should have Rob Ford play the skipper.
He's too young to play the fucking skipper, man.
No, Rob Ford?
No, fucking...
Just have a cracked out fucking Rob Ford.
Josh,
maybe he's going to be Gilligan.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
What?
Let me see. I don't know yet. Let me see. let's see. Oh, did you know that this happened? In 1981, they made a show called The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, you didn't ever watch that?
No, I didn't. I saw Rescue.
Yeah, they flew there, and then they flew out of there and didn't take them with them.
Aw, darn it. They forgot. Oh, I think Michael Cera's going to play Gilligan.
You know, I see this, and it's actually good on paper because you got, what's her face, Emma Stone as Marianne, right?
Yeah, I guess. Here's something else I don't know.
I mean Ginger, not Marianne. Ginger.
Did you know that the castaways are archetypes of the seven deadly sins?
I did not know that.
Gilligan is gluttony. The skipper is wrath. Greed is Thurston Howe III. The sloth is his wife. Lust is Ginger. Pride is the professor. And envy is Marianne. I don't know.
I did not know that.
I don't know if that's true or something somebody just came up with and put in this story, but maybe Josh Gad is just directing it or something. I don't know what's going on.
That's that curly-haired guy, right?
Oh, no, he's supposed to. Yeah, he's playing the skipper.
Yeah, it makes sense, because then you got...
He's kind of chubby. He kind of looks
all
like
all those
him.
Actors are... They're always in the same movies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Remember, have you seen The Rocker or whatever, that Dwight
Schrute? Yeah, I saw it when it came out. I don't really remember a lot
of
it.
He was the one kid in there, and then Emma Stone was the one chick.
Yeah.
I don't think Michael Cera was in there, but he's those same guys, right?
Yeah.
So who else is gonna be in there then?
Scarlett Johansson as Ginger.
What? I would have thought Emma Stone. She's way older than those guys, isn't she?
Mila Kunis as Don as Marianne. Is this really somebody's name? Armie Hammer?
Those guys can fucking...
Who the fuck's Armie Hammer?
Those guys can act. So, yeah. I mean, it could be funny. It depends on the writing.
Yeah, depends on who... Kelsey Grammer as Thurston Howell III.
Remember that one? I don't know if you watched it. I never watched it, but that fucking submarine one he did that fucking bombed.
Periscope up?
Yeah.
Or Periscope down or whatever.
Yeah, dude, it fucking killed his career for... Like,
Periscope, I said scoop.
Fucking Frasier fucking was canceled after that one, wasn't it?
This should have been canceled before that. And then another lady,
what?
I don't know.
Frasier's awesome,
I
man.
Don't know it.
What?
Niles, really? It's probably funny, I just never watched it. Okay, Allison Janney.
It is kind of goofy.
I don't know who she is.
It's good. The dad on that is great, man.
Yeah?
If you could make a baseball team of TV dads, who would play left field?
You got me. I don't know. Who would?
Munster.
Oh.
Herman Munster, man. He'd be great in left field.
Yeah, he would be all right. So, yeah, that's it. That's the cast so far. Michael Cera, Mila Kunis.
That makes sense. I could see them all as those. But like I said, I think if it's well written...
See,
it could
be
a great fucking franchise, man.
Yeah, and then they could have Return to Gilligan's Island and the Harlem Globetrotters come to Gilligan's Island.
If it's funny,
Island.
Fucking, they'll fit it.
They'll fucking fuck it up. It's funny.
I don't know.
Fucking ass shit ass bastard dick rubbing douche canoe riding ass grabbing cock.
That Josh guy, if
Jockey.
As the archetypical fucking skipper, though, I think. Fucking,
yeah.
What's that one guy's name? Fucking.
Seth Rogen?
No, the guy from fucking Cocoon.
What?
Cocoon.
I know the movie, but I don't know who you're talking about.
The
I don't
fucking,
know.
He looks like the fucking skipper.
Huh. I don't know. That was from...
Come on, he was in that
dude, that movie was
too.
So long ago, that guy's going to be fucking old by now.
Brian Dennehy.
He's dead, isn't he? He died what? In Tommy Boy. No, I thought he had a heart attack.
I don't know, but he would fucking been Skipper Supreme, dude. That was the fucking Skipper.
Yeah, if the movie would have been made in the '80s. Dude, the Skipper's not as old as you're thinking he is. We were little kids at the time, so we automatically...
What if Gilligan was played... Well, you could have had, like, what if it's Gilligan, as if Gilligan was now, like, they're all 80. You got Betty White, who play, like, Ginger. And,
Brian Dennehy could play the Skipper.
Yeah. Alan Arkin would be... I don't know who's fucking...
The Professor?
Bob Denver's character, Gilligan.
Oh, Alan Arkin as fucking Bob Denver. Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be funny, though, like you said, if it has the right writers.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen as fucking Gilligan?
You'd have to shave the mustache.
Just do Borat's Island.
Borat's Island. Me do
very
sex.
Nice.
Me do sex to you now. Pamela Anderson. You ever Febreze the dog?
No. Is that a sexual innuendo?
It sure is. Are you involved at all with Obamacare? Did you have to sign up for it? Do you have any kind of insurance? Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know if I'm supposed to or what.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that right now.
Well, I actually don't.
Well, they're getting a bad name all over, you know. People make fun of them all the time. And now, in Northampton, Massachusetts, the state troopers there seized 1,250 bags of heroin that were all labeled Obamacare during a traffic stop on Interstate 91.
It only applies, like, when I need to go and see a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Then I'll find out if I need to.
Yeah, do I have it? Or don't, I don't know. You tell me. They stopped this vehicle at 3 in the morning. North of Springfield in Massachusetts, and they said that they were making several traffic violations, and they pulled the car over, and the driver didn't have a license. And then they requested a drug-sniffing dog, which led to the discovery of the heroin, and they all had red labels that said Obamacare on them.
Somebody's I wonder if they thought it's humor.
I wonder if you could just put that on there, and the people will go, oh, it's Obamacare. We don't need to even look. It can't be drugs.
Yeah. You had a bunch of drugs sitting around, you might as well try it, right?
I guess.
Yeah, let's put 5% over there and just slap Obamacare. Maybe they won't do that.
You know how everybody always names their drugs.
Yep.
Maybe that was just what they named it. This shit'll put you out, dude, like Obamacare. This is the best heroin in town.
I love some good best heroin.
It's the best heroin in town. What's that song by Black Sabbath that we used to...
What's that smell?
Once in Hans's CD player. What song is that? Hans, what song is that?
Before we you got Shazam? What's that app that you can talk and you can hum it into and it'll tell you what song
it
is?
Oh, yeah. You're in the mall or something and you hear a song. Be quiet, I'm trying to Shazam this song real quick. I don't know. We'll find out later. But we do probably need to find out what might be in Hans's CD player. I don't know. At some point here.
You know, I was looking up the price of rice.
Yeah? Is it down in Japan?
Dude, it's down here, man. You know, I was surprised. It's been in the lowest month in at least 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. $448 per metric ton. Last year, it was like almost $600. Now it's under $450.
Wow, we should stock up on some.
You probably should. I don't think it's going to get, it's probably about the lowest it's been in about 5 years right now. So, you know, it could go up. I remember about 5 years ago, there's a huge spike and you could only buy 2 bags of it over at Costco, which is like 50 pounds.
Wow, so the price
you could
of
only
rice.
Buy 50 pounds of rice a day. It was horrible, dude.
How could they put a cap on that?
They did. You could only buy 2 bags of 25 pounds each of rice at Costco.
That's fucking bullshit right there is what that is. That's discrimination on us rice buying public.
Yeah, like at Costco or at Walmart, you can get a 20-pound bag of rice for $10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We should stock up on rice and sell it on the black market. Black people love white rice.
White rice on the black market.
That's right. Check out this. name that bass player?
That's like a Geezer.
That is Geezer.
That's like the name of an album for a white comedian trying to target a black audience, right?
Black Sabbath.
White rice in
the black,
in a black market.
Yeah. So this is the new song for the day.
What's in Hans's CD player today?
What's in Hans's CD player? That didn't work out very good. Oh, yeah. Okay, today.
Dude, I love the lyrics to this song, man. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
It's all singing about love.
What's in Hans's CD player today?
You think they ever said to him during this song, man, I didn't really write this song thinking it was going to be about love. Can you
My love for you. Sorry. Okay, Hans is listening to someone I had to Google, and I feel bad after I found out who it was. You probably know who it is. There's a guy I used to work with, actually, back in the day at Country Coach. No, wait, that's a little bit different. His name's Mike Ness.
Oh, yeah, Social D.
Yeah, so apparently he has an album called Cheating at Solitaire.
Oh.
Which is, everybody does it. Don't they? Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
Cheating yourself, man.
You're cheating yourself. Who are you winning? You're beating the deck?
I know. You know, you can play solitaire two-player, though.
Yeah. When you're beating the deck.
I've never done it. Whenever I'm with someone else, I'm never bored enough to want to play solitaire with them.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like, you know, solitaire, you don't play for, you know, you play it out of boredom.
Right. And who cares who wins, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Cheating in Solitaire, that was released in 1999. It was the first solo album from the Social D front man. It bypasses much of
that
punk
muscle. I saw him 92.
It's a more roots-oriented approach to rock and roll. It features cameos by The Boss and Brian Setzer.
Brian Setzer, I was just going to make a comparative example to not as much rockabilly, but kind of punkabilly.
Yeah, right? Johnny Cash.
Rock-a-punky.
Johnny Cash was invited to perform on the song Ballad of a Lonely Man, but he was too ill.
Great.
He was too ill to record at the
Cash
time.
Mike
Ness.
And Mike Ness and
Brian Setzer
on the same
whoa.
That would have been fucking three layers of cool.
Three light spice.
Yep. I saw Setzer's coming to a casino or something on some day.
Really?
Yeah. I saw it on a billboard.
I saw that Johnny Cash is one of his sons or somebody from his family just found a whole bunch of unreleased songs. Or
my favorite song of his
is still alive. By Nine Inch Nails.
No, by Johnny Cash.
It's written by Trent Reznor. Come on.
I know.
My wife sings a mean version of that at karaoke. Like while she's singing it, she'll push people around and stuff and call people names. It's a mean version. No, I'm just kidding. She does a good job. She got a new job taking care of some old people in Halsey. And she digs it because it's 2 12-hour shifts and it's like $13 an hour. So
nice.
Extra money for me. Nice. Just bring that check home and give it to me, please. Hey, did you know Josh Freese was on this album?
Really?
That we were talking about with Mike Ness. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. It's got some songs like Dope Fiend Blues.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Love with My Car. Is that a Queen
cover? Some people say the big on knock on Social D's sometimes that you don't show like a wide amount of range.
Yeah, I never got into them. I liked a couple songs that I heard, but I just never owned any of their CDs, I guess, so I never really.
They're good. I saw them live and was stoked to see them.
Right on.
You know, it was on the tour when they came out with that song that was all everybody was up in arms about. Bad Luck, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
You got bad luck.
Is that how it went?
Yep.
Dude, you're a good singer.
Yeah, so there's some good songs on that album, as well as Every Mother's Nightmare, I think was the one before that, or maybe that was a song on that was on self-titled.
Every Mother's Nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Was that it?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. I told you.
old Langthrop.
Stoked, Brian.
He was into those guys, too.
Yeah. Well, then maybe they're more punk than I thought, or he's less punk than I thought he was.
Yeah. Well, I will There was a story about him that he hid his Rancid tape one time after they got popular.
Because he didn't want people to know that he liked
Yeah, them. Well, yeah, I was getting into his car, and there it was on the passenger seat, and he had to all hide it.
You're like, what's this?
But I think sometimes, you know, that he planted that there because he wanted to see it, and then, you know, then he could hide it in front of you and kind of, like, act like he didn't want you to see it, but he kind of wanted you to see it.
Like he didn't know whether you thought it was cool or not?
Yeah.
Like, why are you hiding that? Because I wasn't hiding it. I just thought...
He was also a fan of Green Day before they got big, too.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. And then they all went dookie on everybody.
I didn't get into him before that, and I didn't get into him after that. My
now
buddy...
Now he's got that album Nora and Billy Joe, right?
Maybe.
Is that him and... Nora Jones?
Maybe. I never heard of it.
It'll be like, why didn't they call it Nora Joe? Or Billy Nora Joe?
Billy Nora Joe Armstrong. Harden.
Jonah Armstrong.
Jonah Armstrong. Todd Armstrong.
Billy Jonah Armstrong.
How many strong arms can you get?
Two. My favorite movie of arm wrestling is Over the Top.
Oh, man. No, you go for it. No, you go for it. I ain't going to go for it unless you go for it. Because if you go for it, you know that I'm going to go for it. Over the top, you know. Because was he a truck driver and he was an arm wrestler? And he took his son on the road. I just remember the story of Henry Rollins telling the story about them watching Over the Top. No, you go for it. No, you go for it. The night that they were walking home from 7-Eleven and the cops shot his buddy because they thought he was a fag or something. It was a sad story.
Henry
Check
Rollins
it out.
Can make anything sound exciting.
Talking from the Box. Check it out. We talked not
that
too long.
That was one where he went all deep, man. He got all
went
emotional
super dude,
about fucking...
Dude. Oh, man. Like,
homeless
you're going to cry.
Joe.
You're going to cry watching it. You're like, yeah, Henry Rollins, he's saying some funny shit right now. He's talking about the shit is on fire station, the L.A. Yeah. riots, everything's funny. Yeah. You're funny, dude. Oh, your friend got shot, and there's a pool of blood, and then they're saying that you're partners because he thought you were fags. He's like, no, we're going to watch some Sylvester Stallone movies and hang out at my house because we're friends. Yeah. We're best friends. That's what we do. He's like, oh, well, your partner's dead. We shot him, you know. It's real deep and like, I thought this was funny.
Well, I know it was. Well, that's why they didn't call it a comedy album. It was spoken word.
Spoken word.
Because it wasn't like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to word.
I'm just trying to be word. Well, that's where they come up with the phrase word.
I know. I'm just trying to be word.
Word to you, mother.
You know. So if you. If you make a comedy CD, right?
Right.
You just put it in the spoken word section, and you don't have to be funny.
Right.
Like, if we didn't put the podcast in entertainment, what if we put our podcast in, like, automotive?
Like, you guys don't know shit about cars. What the fuck are you trying to pull
yeah.
here?
Yeah, but we'd probably rank up there better, though.
It
might take anything to get up in the automotive rankings.
Yeah.
You'd be right up there with what's
click
those
and clack.
Two guys, Click and Clack.
That's what I thought you were talking about last week with Frickin' Frack. You're like, remember Frickin' Frack? And I'm like, oh, the car guys? And you're like, no, they were ice skating comedians from the 40s. So I was like, what?
And they were. They ice skated and talked about cars at the same time.
Click and Frick and Flack and Crack.
Click and Frick.
Click and Frick and Flick and Frack. Smoking crack with Frickin' Frack. We got only one birthday I've found so far today, but I thought it was mentionable because he was one of the Coreys, and he was in Silver Bullet. He was in Lucas. Corey Haim today. He's still alive. The other Corey died, right?
You're so Haim.
Oh,
did anyone do that song ever?
No, but that'd be pretty good.
Yep.
Probably think this song is about Corey.
You probably think this song is about you, but you're dead.
He is the one that died, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Corey.
They had that fucking show on fucking...
Two Coreys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like MTV
sick.
Or something.
It was sick.
It was sick.
It was, dude.
Like awesome, you mean?
No.
I mean, it was fucking like, sick, dude.
It was sick
awesome.
To see them both, like, need money that badly that they had to subject their fucking one, like, trying to fucking just hang on to the fucking string of life fucking through addictions.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man. If you guys were real people, you wouldn't be filming it. You'd fucking get the guy some goddamn help.
And it'd pretty much be leading up to his death, too, right?
It did, yeah. And you're fucking... They were fighting. They weren't even fucking, like, hanging out.
They weren't even fucking anymore.
Let's do season two. We got to do season two. They're like, fuck that. I don't even want to see the goddamn guy.
I can't stop him from doing drugs, and he's killing himself.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's got the same name, and you guys were in movies, so you have
to. No shit. 30 years ago. Hey, you guys still doing that thing? You guys still got your license to drive?
I forgot about that one. So, yeah, that's about the only birthday. All that just for nothing because I wanted to talk shit about the Coreys.
That is funny. I got some celebrity deaths.
All right, let's do that before we get the hell out of here.
Deaths,
hey, don't forget about Pizza Now, too. They're not dead yet.
They're not dead yet.
We're going to go visit them.
That's
later.
A new slogan, isn't it?
Pizza Now. We're not dead yet.
Yep. Just the pepperoni.
We're no Little Caesars.
Pornographer Al Goldstein died
of renal
failure.
Renal? That's kidneys.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say fucking kidney failure?
Well, there's renal glands in your kidneys.
American disc jockey Larry Lujack. You ever hear of him?
Lujack?
Nope.
Nope, I've heard Lujack of Kojak.
Lujack City.
I've heard of Kojak.
Jeff Shannon is a guy with two names. He died.
A guy with two names. One's female and one's male. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's male Shannons as well. So
here's a big one. Pour a 40 out for my man, Lord Infamous. He's infamous.
Dude, you're killing me over here. I have not heard of any of these people.
Dude, that guy's from the 3-6 Mafia. Now he's 3-6 feet down.
Yeah, but dude, I'm not... I don't know. I guess
Lord Infamous? How could you not know him, dude? He's infamous.
Maybe that's why.
And he's a lord, too. How many lords do you not know?
I know 3-6 Mafia has some street cred, so moment of silence for those guys, whatever.
This one you won't know, but this one I'm throwing out for Adrian Bacon.
For real.
Jeff Sterling, the Newfoundland Herald's publisher.
Oh, it's a sad day in Newfoundland.
He was old. He was like 90s or something. Chinese businessman Lamcock died in a helicopter crash.
I've never seen lamb cock.
That's L-A-M-K-O-K.
No, it
lamb
isn't.
Cock.
It's L-A-M-B-C-O-C-K.
His parents knew English, too.
He's all, oh, lamb right? cock.
You think his parents knew English? If they did, they're fucking sick, right?
Yeah, well, their name's cock. Or the...
No matter what, you got fucking cock.
Well, I guess it's lamb because they're backwards over there.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are, some of them aren't.
And then you wouldn't want any... animals in there.
No. Horsecock.
Jorn J. Colinson Lind was a Swedish musician, composer, and brain tumor.
He was a brain tumor?
Wait, that's what he died from.
Oh, he was a famous composer and a brain tumor. He killed himself in his head.
This son of Dwight, John Eisenhower, died.
Oh.
He was a historian.
Man.
He knew a lot about his dad.
Really?
Ena Scott was put down. Ena Scott was put down at the age of 24, which isn't bad for a horse.
No, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And
bad.
Nelson Mandela died.
Oh, man. When?
That has been a while.
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, man.
That's so, weird. Yeah. I can't believe you didn't know... Lord Infamous.
No, he skipped my radar somehow.
Yep.
What a dick.
That brain tumor part, though. I like that one.
You like
that one? Keeping it.
You're keeping it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did it go?
He was a music composer and a brain tumor.
Yep. He was a famous brain tumor.
He was.
He was so famous, he would make you forget your own name if he affected the appropriate part of your brain that... carries memories and stuff like that. I guess the left part of your brain. Which part of your brain does the memories, do you think? The right side or the left side? Cognitive.
I think it's the front, right?
Because
if you have a... don't you not remember things if you have a frontal lobotomy?
I'd
or is that when you have
a bottle in front of me?
Bottle in front of you.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Foster Grant. I heard him say that.
Open up, you should open up your set with that joke.
What? Dude, I heard that on Match Game in 1976.
Was that one that's from?
Oh, no.
Purple lobotomy joke?
Breaking news, Nelson Mandela has died. I don't know how that... Yeah, he said that. That was the first time I ever heard that. Foster Grant. Not Foster Grant. Well, Foster Brooks. Foster Grant is fucking sunglasses. I heard a pair of sunglasses tell that joke in 1976. I don't know how he got on the Match Game.
Could you imagine Foster Brooks in a pair of Foster Grants?
Oh, he probably did have those.
With a members-only jacket?
Him and Hugh Grant went in on it. They made a... I think they started a business together when Hugh was just a small baby.
What was your preference of members-only jacket when you were wearing them?
I never wore them because I was never a member.
Oh.
I was never a member. I can never remember.
Before my time, I think.
I can never remember.
Wasn't that early 80s, members-only jackets? Or was that earlier than that? They're the little things with the little black thing that said members-only, right?
Maybe 70s, maybe 80s. I can't remember. I'm fucking retarded, that's why.
I don't know. I always hear them referenced in pop culture these days, but I don't quite remember them.
All right. Well, we better get out of here. We're glad you guys listened to us on a Monday. I don't know if you still listen at all, Floyd McCullough, but you need to get on your iPad and write us a new song because we're using different songs all the time. This is a weird one. Check this out. Only people like Hans and Jeff Simpson know what this is.
Did you listen last Wednesday?
I listened to Monday. I don't think I listened to Wednesday's show.
Oh, was it horrible? Monday I didn't put the songs in at the beginning when we.
Oh, did you put them in on Wednesdays?
Wednesday I used the songs I had laying around, which were a couple Quinton songs.
Awesome. I'll have to check that out. I haven't heard that yet, but we'd like to thank our great sponsor, Pizza Now. Also,
Pizza Now.
Make sure you check out TerryGow.com and DudesChillin.com and TagCastPodcast.com and go shopping. You've only got 2 days left. You'll never get it in time.
Nope.
But you can give them a New Year's gift or something.
I got a package coming on Tuesday.
Awesome.
It's the day before Christmas. Wednesday. That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Please join us on Wednesday for our Christmas show. It's going to be awesome.
Jingle shells, Batman smells.
Journey is gay.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
You haven't?
No.
Just listen
what
to
about
there.
Steve Perry?
Steve Perry
broke a vocal cord.
It was Harry.
And he went solo.
Then he got away. Hey. Shh. Oh, Sherry.
When he left Journey, who was crying then?
Who's crying now? Neil Sean. Guy with two first names. Okay, we'll see you on Hump Day, and we thank you for listening, and metal, I guess, is what we say.
Yeah, and rock on.
That's what he says. All right, we'll see you. Did you guess what the song is yet? It's Black Sabbath. It was way before Van Halen stole it from him. It's called E-5150. Oh, wait, the show's over. Shut up. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Plugs. Hello, Taggots. Welcome to the plugs. New background music and everything. We're going to start today with a comedy, Segregation in the Plugs. Don't forget, every second Friday of the month, at Cornucopia in Eugene with Mike McGowan, it's Pantsless Comedy. He usually brings a couple top-notch comics down from Portland. A couple local comics to open the show. And also, every last Saturday of the month at the Granary, it's Seth Milstein's Comedy is Advertised, who also brings down some top-notch comics from Portland and around the state. So check those shows out. Got open mics going on as well at the Capital City Theater in Portland. No, wait, that's in Salem, excuse me. And that's every Tuesday. Then every Wednesday, you got open mic at Tiny's Tavern in Eugene, 3rd and Blair. And then there's an open mic every Thursday at the Green Room, which is right next to Doc's Pad, 7th and Willamette in Eugene. We got the Bleepin' Funny Show coming up this Saturday, December 28th. It's going to be a great show. We bleep ourselves, the comics, that is, so you don't have to. Featuring such great comics as Cress Bates, Leanne Jashaway, Sarah Lowe, Sarah White, Ashley Hope, and myself. I think Max Brockman might be making an appearance as well, so that should be a fun time. Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage, 407 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. It's a 5 o'clock show, and it's free. And I think you can bring the kids, because the kids can get into that bar before 7. So 5 to 7 is that show. Then we got the same... Wait, what night is this? The same night, if you're in Portland, go see Vermont and Rat Priest and the Thorns at O'Malley's Saloon in Portland. That should be a great hardcore show for you all to check out. I'm also coming soon to Portland at the Hawthorne Theater. It's DRI with World of Lies. Let's see what else we got. Oh, I forgot about this. Another comedy show. So I've already abolished the segregation, which is fine with me because I'm not down with that. January 3rd at the Denny's Lounge in Albany. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show. Number 2, bringing Noriko Ott and Tim Hammer down from Portland. Jesse Priest from Salem. I'll be doing a set. Gatch will be hosting the show. And that's a free show with a suggested donation of $5 if you feel so inclined. Saturday, January 4th, it's Poison Idea and Dead Moon at the Crystal Ballroom. Should be a great show. Check that one out. February 7th, it's Victims of Internal Decay with World of Lies, Spawn, Truculence, and War Crank. That's at the Tonic Lounge, 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Be the first time Victims of Internal Decay have played in Portland for 18 years, so you should check that out. No advance ticket sales. You just pay like $5 at the door to get yourself in that way. Let's see what else is going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I don't really have a lot of information for you other than the fact that like Soulfly is coming, Loudness is coming, I think Godflesh is coming back as well. A bunch of bands are coming. It's going to be messy, but you should go out and check out some shows. So this has been an abbreviated version of the plugs. I promise to collect a more better, is that a word? A more better list for next week. So thanks for listening, you guys. We got the Purple Lagoon in the background. Hoping that you like that. My name's Terry. Get back to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to our Terry and Gatch comedy show. I'll talk to you later.